Schmidt and Cohen claimed that Democratic states that have built coalitions of their militaries have the capacity to do the same with their connection technologies. They offer a new way to exercise the duty to protect citizens around the world, emphasis added. In the same piece, they argued that this technology is overwhelmingly provided by the private sector. In February 2011, less than 2 months after that article was published, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak was ousted by a popular revolution. Egypt had been a U.S. client, its military dictatorship propped up by Washington to support America's geopolitical interests in the region. During the initial stages of the revolution, Western political elites had backed Mubarak. U.S. Vice President Biden, who only a month earlier had claimed that Julian Assange was a high-tech terrorist, now informed the world that Hosni Mubarak was not a dictator and stressed that he should not resign. Former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair insisted that Mubarak was immensely courageous and a force for good. For Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Mubaraks were family friends. Under the surface,